This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives. This is Ashley Burgess, and this is a beautiful Sunday evening. And joining us at the studio roundtable is Joe Patrica. Joe is the Executive Vice Dean of the American Film Institute Conservatory in L.A. And Joe, are you on the line?
I am here, Ashley. Thank you.
So we were, right before we took a break, we were kind of talking about Titanic and how it kind of, you know, shows the 20s, somewhat romanticized, somewhat not. But it is kind of a depiction of a time.
Right.
Which we would not be, you know, unless we were a vampire, would not be privy to. I mean, I guess unless we were very old.
We were very elderly, or more elderly than we are both are.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what I'm saying. So
yes.
It's kind of interesting. The Great Gatsby as well. I thought that was neat. And I'm sure that there's been
a new version of The Great Gatsby out next year.
What? Really?
Yeah, with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Something to look forward to.
I like the original. I like the original movie.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that'll be interesting. So he's going to play Gatsby?
I believe so, yes.
Wow. Okay. That's neat. Well, more power to him, you know.
Yeah.
You also mentioned the Avengers, and I thought it was kind of interesting because one of the characters in the recent Avengers film is Captain America.
Yes.
And so what was his time frame? World War...
I think it's World War II was... And then through some sort of magic of superhero-dom, he's able to come forward into modern time.
Right, from being cryogenically frozen or something.
Right.
Yeah, that's what Walt Disney was doing or something like that.
So the rumor says.
I think, or just his head. I don't know if it's his whole body or not. At least that's what everybody says that works at Disney.
Right.
You know, so that's kind of interesting. So they kind of pull in a time frame to that, which I think is kind of neat. I mean, what do you have any other thoughts kind of on really, I mean, I know that a lot of films have impact, and some of them, though, are just there for a laugh, and some of them are a big bust or disappointment. But, I mean, which ones have you seen recently that you think really will impact this generation coming up?
Well, I did notice, you know, while I enjoy a big summer blockbuster, I don't put that much importance or something on it. But I did notice this fall when I was going out to colleges to do some recruiting for AFI, I was in Wisconsin, I was in the Midwest, and I would show a clip reel of movies that alumni from AFI have worked on. And the movie that a lot of the college students responded to in that clip reel, which includes, you know, every big movie of the last 10 years, but they all sort of spoke up and responded to the clips from the two recent Batman movies, or the three recent Batman movies.
Hmm.
And so those kind of superhero movies and that sort of dark, bleak vision of the world and how people have to sort of respond to it seems to... speak to the generation that's in college right now, at least.
I wonder why that is.
Well, I mean, I think the most recent one had a lot of ties to the, you know, the 1%, 99% Wall Street protests that were going on earlier in the year. And, you know, I think people feel a little... helpless and powerless in their lives when gas prices keep going up and they vote in elections and their candidate may or may not win. And they don't feel like they have much control over what's happening. And these kind of movies, I think, give them this idea that there's a being that could help them or help us all sort of live this life.
I see that clearly. Yes, I think that's what's kind of been going this direction for a while now, actually.
Yeah. I mean, any of these sort of superhero movies, I think, you know, give people this idea that, you know, there's something bigger, greater, different than us that could solve some problems.
I've always liked the superhero, and I've always wanted to be a superhero. You know, I mean, I want to have, like, these great, like, superhero strengths and stuff like that. I feel like if you just meditate long enough, you'll figure out your strength.
These days, it does seem like that's what they say.
Yeah, that's what they say.
I've even heard of people supposedly levitating from meditation. So even, I guess, flying is possible, though I have yet to witness it.
Dude, that's awesome. That rocks. I got to go meet those people. Introduce me next time.
Will do.
I'll come by. I'll check it out. Maybe there's like some sort of magic tea as well, or maybe you're supposed to sit in a certain position or there's a triangle.
Well, then I don't know if it's the tea or the meditation that's making the flying.
Either way, man, I'm there. I'm there. That's awesome. Okay,
but also, you know, there is a resurgence these days in the last 10 years of sort of religious-themed movies or movies that have more Christian values in them. And so, you know, I think there's audiences that are looking for different kinds of movies and things to take the family to or to be inspired by or whatever it might be.
I agree with that. I thought one of the ones that kind of impacted my life, I don't think it was in a great way, but it was that Blair Witch Project.
Uh-huh.
You remember that?
Yeah. And how did it impact your life?
I don't know. It just kind of, it was like how they shot it, and it was kind of eerie, but also it was just really, they did the handheld camera, jerk it around a lot.
Right.
And, I mean, after that, you have to admit, a lot of stuff really got that way.
That's true. No, that sort of found footage is what they call it. And these found footage movies have become very, very popular where, you know, supposedly with Blair Witch, that was a tape that was buried from the camera of those kids. And then it was this huge, giant success. So there's all these other movies. There was an exorcism movie a year or two ago that was like a found footage exorcism movie. The Paranormal Activity, the people with the ghosts in their house. It's that same kind of idea. And I guess being scared and wanting to be scared by ghosts or monsters is another sort of cultural phenomena that movies kind of take care of in our culture. You know, I mean, it's sort of strange that people want to flock to the movies to be scared, you know, whereas when you're living your life at home, you don't want to be thinking about, you know, an intruder coming into your house or someone chasing you with an axe.
No, I mean, that's like
but we'll pay money to go see it in a movie theater.
Yeah, like the Psycho. What was that one, you know, with the shower thing? I mean, that's crazy.
Right.
I mean, some of these movies are way off the charts from that kind of, violent, scary.
But clearly, it's some sort of catharsis or release that people want or need to sort of experience in a voyeuristic kind of way.
I see that.
Particularly, you know, Halloween, horror movies are always big around Halloween. There's always another slew of teenagers in peril kind of movies.
Yeah, exactly. Like the What Did You Do Last Friday?
Right, exactly.
And that whole trilogy of a million other ones. So,
I do think movies kind of become part of our lives, and we know about them and talk about them, even if we haven't seen them, if we just have seen them on TV or heard our friends talking about them or even heard the people on the radio talking about them. It's the stuff that is part of the world we live in.
That's definitely true. So tell me, what do you have going on these next few weeks? Do you have anything big planned or you have some
luckily,
big stuff?
With AFI Fest over, it's just the rest of the term. You know, the fall term runs through, you know, December 15th or so. You know, there isn't any big events coming up. But I'm sure there'll be plenty of movies to see and celebrations and things like that to go to. So looking forward to it. What about yourself?
Just working. I'll be here next Sunday.
That's why we need to go to the movies, so that you take a break from our lives, from the work that we do.
I agree. I should probably put like a movie projector in here and just watch a movie while I'm doing the show. I'm sure it would go off real well. I'm sure I'd really be able to follow what I was thinking about.
Well, I don't know. It seems to become the case where a lot of, you know, I hate to use the term kids today, but, you know, they're watching movies on their cell phones or on their iPads or on their laptops while they're in class or doing something else or doing their homework, or they're watching TV and watching a movie at the same time. And I don't know how their eyes and brains kind of make it all work, but it seems to become like this visual stimulus, this constant visual stimulus is more and more part of it.
The all ADD hour is what
exactly.
That is.
Exactly.
You know, can't watch anything for more than 5 seconds because they're bored. And that's kind of what I feel about the whole Blair Witch Project and all that stuff with the shots and the moving of the round. It was very
right.
ADD show, you know. It got us into this really quick generation of just seeing things very quickly and not really reading it and just kind of like looking through it and glancing at it.
But yeah, but I mean, that's what we've come to expect. We want to get our information in a text. We don't even want to make a phone call any longer. We want to just, you know, type three letters or three words, and that's enough.
Exactly. And film has really impacted us and the way we live our daily lives.
Exactly. Very true.
That's awesome. So
it's brought happiness. It's brought challenge. It's brought question. It's brought, you know, sense of comfort and hominess. So it really does do a lot for us.
Well, I really appreciate having you on, as always.
Thank you for allowing me to be on. I think it's a privilege.
Oh, it's awesome. It's just a privilege to have you on. And is there anything else that you'd like to say to our listeners before you take off to run to your meetings?
Go to the movies. Everyone always says, oh, there's nothing to see, or they're just kids' movies, or they're just action movies. There are actually a lot of good movies out there. And it's nice to spend 2 hours and go somewhere else or learn about someone else or have an exciting Bond moment with James Bond, who's still around after 50 years. So go to the movies is what I have to leave with.
And Bond still looks good after all these years.
Exactly. I don't know if this is number 4 or number 5, but he's still a great Bond.
Exactly. Well, hey, you're awesome, Joe Patrica. I really appreciate you coming on, and I hope you have a great night, and I look forward to having you on in the future.
I hope so, too. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thank you so much, sweetie.
Take care.
Bye. So I thought that was kind of interesting. You know, Joe really was able to put in perspective what I was really talking about. And I think we got all the way to the whole scenario of understanding that it really does impact, film does impact even the way that we deal with life, the way that we communicate even, the way that we now just want to text even due to the way that we experience images in film. I think that's kind of neat. So through all that stuff, I think we've learned a little bit tonight about how it impacts us. And I think that it's important to really kind of think clearly about maybe the films that you do pick, and then also the ones that you really truly like, examining why, and the ones that really lift you up and bring you up to a place of good centering, or a place that makes you feel powerful, are good films to watch as well as the ones that make you laugh. And I think crying's not bad either sometimes, but that's your own decision. And drama can be good too, but I feel like there's enough drama in the world that I choose not to watch drama. But anyway, when we come back, we have Out and About with Cynthia Smoot, which is always great because we get to know exactly what's going on in Dallas. And she's going to tell us all that great stuff. I will do a wrap-up as well and tell you a little bit about what's going on next week. And it's going to be great. So tune back to 570. Keep it on the dial, 570 AM. Keep it on KLIF.com. And, you know, keep it on iHeartRadio if you're doing that too. We will be back in a couple of shakes, and we will have some great stuff up here.
The inspiration and clarity needed to achieve greatness, to defy life's gravity, and to ultimately succeed in your life's purpose is here and is ready for you to take the challenge. Author, speaker, and certified life coach Ashley Burgess has written Live Your True Life as a guidebook for charting a successful, fulfilling, and beautiful life. Begin appreciating each day in a way never imagined and call the shots instead of others telling you what to do. Live Your True Life is stacked with the proven tools that have helped and changed the lives of countless doctors, CEOs, Hollywood film and television actors, and it'll help you too. If you want to understand yourself, others, and get an upper hand in life, go to liveyourtruelife.org and buy this guidebook that successful people all over the world are raving about. Sold on Amazon and iTunes for both the paperback and digital version. Don't waste time. Pick up your copy of Live Your True Life today at liveyourtruelife.org.